Praise the name of the Lord. I want us to turn off the recording for a moment. Turn off the recordings, and we'll restart it. Come on, give them praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God bless you today. We are so glad to have each and every one that are on the line today. Another wonderful time of the Call of Inspiration, Sunday Call of Inspiration. Mm-hmm. And we welcome each and every one that is here by God's design. How many know if you're on this line, if you're hearing this message, amen, that you are hearing it by the sovereign design of God? How many want to receive your portion today? How many want to receive your portion? Amen. Yes, today. So we thank them,
amen,
and we give them praise.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. And today we're going to invite your attention again to be inspired through God's word. And we're going to turn today to Romans chapter number 3. And we're going to be actually bouncing around a little bit in Romans, but we're going to start in Romans chapter number 3. Verse 20 through 26. And we're going to complete our thought from yesterday's call of inspiration. Praise the name of the Lord. As we come through the Easter season, and having come through that wonderful season, we should indeed fully understand, amen, that the salvation that Christ indeed has brought, amen, that salvation in accordance to God's word is brought about not receiving a religion, but receiving the person of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Can we say amen? What he has done for us at the cross. I often say that Jesus is indeed the source, and the cross is the means. Can you say that? Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is the source of our salvation, and he has brought about that salvation all through the means of the cross. Come on, give God some praise.
Amen.
Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission for sin. Praise the name of the Lord. And it can't be any blood. Amen. The word of God lets us know that the Lamb of God was slain before the foundation of the world. Praise the name of the Lord. In due time. Somebody say in due time. Christ was born in due time. In due time. He hung on that cross. In due time. Hallelujah. He satisfied all the demands of sin for you and I. And now, amen, is your time, praise God, to receive it for yourself. Come on, give God some praise today. Hallelujah. So we are so thankful, oh, to have the joy and the understanding, oh, of what the resurrection Sunday means and what the Easter season represents. And it's not just a once annual realm, but we ought to be proclaiming the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ every waking moment. Can you say amen? Every
amen.
Step of this journey, praise God, once we have received it from him for ourselves, the person, and the salvation that comes through the cross. For ourselves, it ought to be a daily mantra that we are speaking, first of all, and rejoicing in our own salvation and offering it in love to anyone that would come our way throughout the course of our daily path to give this glorious message of hope. Can the church say amen today? Praise the name of the Lord. But the key today that we want to continue to focus in on is that, in fact, this is not receiving a religion. It's not receiving a list of do's and don'ts, regardless of what those ceremonial acts might be indeed presented as to be followed in order to find yourself saved and justified and becoming redeemed even back unto the Father. Amen. There is nothing that you could physically do in and of your own ability. There is nothing that you could, amen, physically do within your capabilities of your own abilities, praise the name of the Lord, to earn you, amen, the salvation, the answer to the sin problem, praise the name of the Lord. It is outside of any of our abilities, praise the name of the Lord. And it is solely in what he has accomplished on our behalf. The word of God would have us to know, as we turn even to Romans today, chapter number 3, and we jump down again to verse number 20 and through 26. We're going to need somebody to take care of the background noise, please.
Amen.
So we see here, again, that as we read and study here today, we must know what the Word of God is referring to as the law. The law is to be viewed as the righteous realm of God in and of its holiness. Whenever you come and you try to be in and of your own abilities, the righteous standard of who God is, you have failed from the very beginning. You cannot earn a reputation before God of being without condemnation, without guilt. Amen. You cannot be seen righteous before a holy God in yourself. As a matter of fact, if God views you within the full makeup and countenance of yourself, you're guilty. Can you say amen? The Word of God will let us know that there is none that doeth good in and of their own ability. No, not one.
Amen.
That we all are born in sin. That's the way we are born apart from Christ. We are born in sin. And we're shapen in the iniquity of that sin. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. The Word of God tells us that he that comes before God, amen, in and of his own ability, apart from believing that he is the Christ, that he's already condemned. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Just that ignorant in and of itself. Just that delusional thought in and of itself that you can stand before Almighty God, holy, without blemish before him in purity, you already are condemned. Come on, give God some praise today.
Oh,
hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. And we must understand that religion is presented of many different stripes. But all those religions, praise God, they try to create an earning, praise God, of God's,
amen,
I will say, respect and honor based upon what we would do in and of ourselves. Praise the name of the Lord. But the Word of God is here to tell you, and the essential part to be saved and to even receive what Christ has available and accomplished for you, the first you must come to know that you indeed are in fact, amen, a sinner. That you indeed are in fact, praise God, you've fallen short of the righteousness of God. Okay, somebody say amen. And that you indeed are in need, praise God, of him to change those conditions. Oh, come on, give God some praise.
Amen.
Well, the law,
amen.
The law is known as the standard, oh, hallelujah,
amen,
that God has put out there. And really, the law was never given with an expectation of any of us keeping it. But what the law was really meant to do is to act as a mirror. Can you say amen? A looking glass,
amen,
as the scriptures put it, to just show you how far you fall short of the glory of God. Come on and give God
amen
some praise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Sometimes when you're dealing with a delusional person that has more of a high, amen, concept of himself, amen, they think that they're all that. You say sometimes, here, let me give you a mirror so you can see yourself. Can you
amen
say amen?
Amen.
Praise the
amen
name of the Lord. So the law is meant to be a looking glass, a mirror, to show each one of us just how far we fall short. Oh, come on, give God some praise of God's glory,
amen,
of his holiness.
Amen.
Praise God of him. Amen. Is what he desired that we in creating us to be. We have fallen short through sin. And there's only one way to save and deliver and to change that. It is not a religion. It is not within your abilities. You will continue to be condemned the more you try to impress God in your transgression and in your fallen state. Amen. He wants you to know the good news is to know that God so loved you and so loved all humanity that he came up with a solution and it was predicated on what he has done on our behalf. Somebody give God some praise today. Hallelujah. So in
amen
receiving that salvation, receiving that salvation, oh,
amen,
praise God, that we desire, amen, we must understand that it's not receiving a religion, it's not us working and trying to meet every standard of God, because what we
amen
are finding is that condemns us even the much more, but we receive
amen
the person of Jesus Christ and what he has
mm-hmm
done for us on Calvary's cross and that loving solution he offers to you that will receive it, believe in him, and it immediately changes your position. It wipes away the condemnation. It turns around and now does justify you in the sight of God.
Amen.
But it's all
amen
predicated on his grace. So when we read these scriptures and we talk about the law, notice that the law
mm-hmm
is referring to your self-righteousness. The law is referring to you. Oh, hallelujah. Stating that you, if you pursue that route, you're trying to earn his justification through your own
mm-hmm
action. Amen. And not
mm-hmm
through that which he has provided. And that will keep you condemned. Come on, give God some
amen
praise.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But it's not until the time that you come to know that you are indeed a sinner, and that you're in the nature of sin, separated from him. Amen. And that you come to see that he loves you so, that he's come on your behalf. He's died on your behalf out of love.
Amen.
Amen. And in so receiving him for yourself.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God, you have that salvation. And more than being saved, delivered, and rescued. Oh, from the bondage. Amen. From the bondage of the self-righteous nature of sin, praise God, you are freed from it, and my God, you become even the eternal sons of God. That's the good news. Come on, give God some praise. That's the Easter message. That is what we receive for ourselves, and it is what we go on, amen, to purport to everyone else that we could possibly, amen, be used to bring them into that same grace. So law is considered that self-righteous realm. Amen. Well, we know that it is really his grace, the undeserved favor, the undeserved favor, praise God, that saves us. And that's based upon what he has done, what we could not do for ourselves. So on that note, Romans chapter number 3, praise God, verse 20, the word of God says, therefore, notice, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That hits it right there on the head, doesn't it? Amen. Yeah. Paul says here, therefore by the deeds of the law, that is doing the works of the law, following the law and of your own abilities, your own self-abilities, you know what that's going to bring you? No flesh is going to be justified in his sight. You want God to justify you, find you righteous? Through you trying to do the every acts and deeds of that law? Praise God, you have failed already. As a matter of fact, you have condemned yourself the much more, praise God. Because in this nature of sin, oh, hallelujah, that we are born into. We are dead spiritually. That nature, we are bankrupt spiritually. We were born into a position of separation from God. The sins, the dues, and the desire of following our own desires, the lust of our flesh, the lust of our mind, being the God of our own lives, hallelujah, it separated us, amen, from the sovereignty of God, from the master who is indeed the one that owns us, praise the name of God. We find ourselves, that is the dilemma whereby we must be saved from. Oh, can I get an amen? Praise the name of God. So therefore, notice, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh, can I say no flesh, praise God, amen,
no
be
burden.
Justified.
No burden.
Justified in the sight of God. Now that word justified literally means to be just as though you have not sinned. To be made, to be seen as righteous, to be seen as righteous in God's eyes. But it's quite the opposite. Amen. Without the blood of Jesus Christ covering you now, without you receiving the only, oh, hallelujah, payment that can free you from the guilt and the penalty, amen, which is only through Christ, if God views you in anything outside of Jesus, you are further condemned. Come on, give God some praise. Hallelujah. You are further. Hallelujah. amen, finding yourself further into the conviction, even, of the death
amen.
Of sin. Oh, come on, give God some praise today. Amen. So therefore,
mm-hmm.
by the deeds of the flesh, shall no flesh be justified in the sight of God. Why? For by the law is the knowledge of sin. You see, you say, well, why is the law given? We all at least know it in the realm of Moses, in the Ten Commandments, the moral law, praise God, amen. It was actually hundreds of laws that was given to Moses. We focus in on the ten, which is the moral law, but there were hundreds of 300 plus laws, because some of the laws had to do with the way it was civic and societal and all kind of other elements of the law. And that law was of God, and he gave it of God to Moses to represent the righteousness of him. But he did not give those that law with the expectation of any flesh, any one of us, to be able to keep that law. But in essence, to show us just how far we fall short of that righteous glory, and we try to pursue it in and of our own reputation. Come on, give God some praise. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. You ever view a program, a movie, or a documentary of a trial of someone on trial or for some guilt that they have been found guilty of? And you ever see situations where, amen, when they just don't even want to put, amen, that defendant up there on the stand, because they know the more they get talking, the more they try to explain themselves, the more they try to defend themselves based upon what they try to bring to light, amen, it ends up actually digging them deeper and deeper and making more and more of a case of their guilt. Can you say amen? And such is the same when we try to come before God in our own, hallelujah, self-righteousness, our own abilities to please God and to show that we can meet the demands of a holy law, amen, which was never given. Understand here, as we deal with 20, again, notice he says, therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. Notice the second half. For by the law is what? The knowledge of sin. Can you say amen? So this is, lets us know that God actually gave the law so that we could come to literally have the knowledge of the sin that is in our lives, the sin that is in this flesh, the sin that is in our fallen nature. Amen. It is far from the holiness of God. Amen. And we need another way. Come on, give God some praise. To be made righteous in God's eyes, we need another way outside of ourselves. Oh, I wish I had somebody here today. Praise the name of the Lord. To make us justified, but it does not come through ourselves. Amen. You know, the Amplified reads, a good reading on that realm. Amen. The Amplified reads there, let me turn there for a moment. For no person will be justified, made righteous, acquitted, and judged acceptable in his sight by observing the works prescribed by the law. For the real functions of the law, the real functions of the law is to make man recognize, to make man recognize, make you recognize, and be conscious mm-hmm. of sin. Not Amen. Mere perception of it, but an acquaintance with sin, which works towards repentance, faith, and holy character. Praise the name of the Lord. So the law was really given, once again, as the word says, to bring the knowledge of sin. And then the Amplified is saying the real purpose of God giving the law is for you to recognize, can you say amen, just how exceedingly sinful you are in and of yourself, and that you, it needs amen. To be a realm of repentance. That's why the law was given. It is given as a looking glass, amen, a mirror, to see apart from the provisions that God has made through Christ Jesus, there is no justification for me. Come on, give God some praise today. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. This is the key. So when we see the law, we understand that the law cannot bring you salvation. It brings you further condemnation. It brings you further condemnation. And really, God giving the law prior to Christ was really to get us to be prepared to receive only what Christ could bring. Amen. The salvation, oh, hallelujah, that can only come through him. Amen. Dying for you. Taking the penalty for you, paying the price for you. Hallelujah. Yeah. Standing in your stead so that you can be deemed righteous, that you can receive, amen, the justification in the sight of God through him and the acts that he did on your behalf, but only as you believe and receive him in that wonderful realm of dying on Calvary's cross on your behalf. He has to be your Savior. You cannot save yourself. Come on, give God some praise today. Come on, let's just Amen. Give God some
Amen.
Praise.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank Amen.
Oh,
this is the essence. This is the essence of all of us that might be on this line.
Yeah.
We understand more and more now, by grace are you saved, through faith,
mm-hmm.
that the faith is not of yourself. It is the gift of God, here we go, not of works of the law, can you say amen, not of works, amen, but of the gift of faith, lest any man should boast. If you can receive God's righteousness, if you can earn his, amen, deeming you to be righteous in and of your own acts, your own works, your own, amen, abilities to be his righteous standard, then you have a right, praise God, to proclaim and to demand your righteousness. But the problem is that none of us have that ability. Because as we will see in this fallen nature of sin, we are bankrupt of that ability of a spiritual realm. Amen.
Amen.
Every one of us are born, amen, in sin, in shape and in iniquity. And in this natural realm, the nature of flesh, there dwells no good thing. This is why the old nature must be put to death along with Christ and must be resurrected a new spiritual creation. We, it's being saved, we are born again. Oh, come on, give Amen. God some praise. We literally are born new spiritual mm-hmm. creations. In Ephesians Amen. 2, we know it. 1 tells us now, and you, every believer, every saved vessel, that has received Christ. The moment we received Christ, amen, the blood was applied. We indeed had, amen, the ransom was paid. The price was
amen.
Paid. Praise God, we now, at least we're lifted from the condemnation, not to us, but for what he did on our behalf. And then Ephesians 2:1 tells us, Ephesians 2:1 tells us, if we're in that position, he said to you, saints of God, my fellow brethren, saints of God, amen, we have he quickened, who once were dead, sin and the trespasses. We come to know that when we receive Christ, when we believe in him, amen, it's not just about him forgiving us and lifting us from the condemnation and the perishing, the punitive decree that was ours. Hallelujah. Not just lifting us from that, but in order to do that, he couldn't use anything of the old. So he had to conceive us new. Can you say amen? So the word tells us what you must know. And when you're trying to communicate this beautiful salvation to others, amen, that is stirring in their heart, that are open to hearing the gospel, praise God, you give them the added beauty of not only freeing you from the guilt, not only freeing you from the bondage of that nature of sin, but all of that is put to death, and you're raised and born again, a new, eternal, spiritual creation. Come on, give God some praise. And that's why Paul says in Ephesians 2:1, he says, and you, every one of us, brothers and sisters, hath he quickened. Amen. That word quicken means we have now received a new conceived spiritual nature. We're born again, and you have he quickened, who once were dead in sin and in trespass. You once walked in accordance to the course of this world, and to accordance to the course of the prince of power, but God. Somebody say, but God. And it not been for God, not of your own abilities, not of your keeping of the law, not of your self-righteousness, hallelujah, but God, who was rich in mercy, by grace now, not of the law, but of grace, are we saved. Come on, give God some praise today. Hallelujah. So Paul goes on here in Romans. And he says again, in 20, therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in the sight of God. Hallelujah. No person will be justified, made righteous, acquitted, because you know we were deemed guilty. Can you say amen? The moment, as long as you stay in your own realm and not receive the adjudication that was done on Calvary's cross, praise God, you are acquitted, guilty. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Amen. For no person will be justified, will ever be made righteous, acquitted, and judged acceptable in his sight, in God's sight, by observing the works prescribed by the law. You can't do it. Can you say amen? Uh-huh. You can't do it. Amen. The old song back in the day in the choir used to say, 99.5 won't do. You gotta make 100. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. If you want to go that high road of trying to earn God's righteousness of your old self, baby, amen. You can make it, and I can guarantee you ain't gonna even get that close. 99.75. Praise the name of the Lord. But that last quarter, amen, you're guilty. Come on, give God some praise. You cannot earn the righteousness in God's eyes. And he didn't intend for you to do so. He didn't even give it with the expectation for you to do so. But he really did it all to prepare you for the answer that he would do on Calvary's cross for you. All to rejoice, that he loved you so, that he made a way. Are you glad he made a way? Are you glad he made a way? Hallelujah. Are you glad he made a way? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He has made us righteousness, not through our works, but through He who became sin for us. I said He became sin for us.
Exactly.
Amen. And He took the punishment. He took what was due you so that you could be freed and become not only saved and delivered, but born again and become the sons of God. That's the awesomeness. So the law is to make each one of us recognize and have a conscience of sin and to know that it takes so much more outside of ourselves. It is up to us, the church, the redeemed,
mm-hmm.
to give the answer of what that answer is, what we could not do. Christ did. What the law could not do, grace did. Can you say amen? Praise the name of the Lord. Undeserved. Merit of faith. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's go on a little further. Give me what time? Okay, give me a couple more minutes for today. And we are going to continue this for a little while. He goes on and he says here in verse 21, but now, can somebody say, but now? But now, the righteousness of God is what? Without the law is made manifest, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Praise the name of the Lord. And what Paul is saying there, now under grace, now under what Christ has brought, can you say amen? The righteousness of God, amen, we'll find out that it is found without the law. If you want the righteousness of God, it doesn't come by way of religion. Can you say amen? Amen. It doesn't amen. Come by way of a list of following laws. Can you say amen? It comes through the person and the only way, the only door that we talked about,
amen.
The only bread that we could eat,
mm-hmm.
Christ himself. Amen. Oh, hallelujah, is the only one that can deliver this righteousness to us. But now, the righteousness of God is without the law. You want to be righteous in God's eyes? Stop trying to be self-righteous. Can you say amen? And try to earn this on your own. You want to be righteous before God? Confess and repent and receive. Oh, hallelujah, the substitute of the loving act of Calvary's cross, that Christ has died on your behalf. It's without the law that righteousness could be given. Come on, give God some praise. But now, the righteousness of God is without the law, is manifested, being witnessed by the law. So, that wonderful verse there says, the righteousness that you're seeking, the deeming of justified before God, to mark that in, towards you, to deem you righteous, is not going to be found by you following the law, trying to fulfill it, or any religious realm of that nature. Amen. It's not going to be fulfilled by you trying to fulfill the law that God even gave. And by the way, the law is good. Can you say amen? God's law is good. Can you say amen? It is holy. It is Him. Amen. It's not that the law is not good. It is holy. It is Him. Amen. But you can't become Him. You can't become an essence of Him. You can't even begin to enter that holiness outside of Him making you a spiritual conceived vessel of His DNA. Can you say amen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So the law was actually given to teach you a lesson, to be a looking glass and to actually have you with great joy when you come to know finally the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. The call was given. Amen. Waiting for Christ to deliver this righteousness. But again, in verse 21, but now the law of God, but the righteousness of God is without the law. The righteousness that you now can receive, right standing before God, no condemnation before God, justified, that righteousness is without the law. It is outside of the law. Can you say that? Outside of the law. It is manifested, here's what I love, being witnessed by the law in the prophets. So what Paul is saying, that the righteousness that you can receive from God, and that one must desire to receive, that is not going to come by the law, the standards of the law, and you keeping it, but the righteousness that is met through Christ Jesus, the law signs off on that. Can you say amen? That's what it's saying. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. The law says of itself, when you apply the blood and what Jesus has accomplished, the law says, okay, he's righteous according to the law because he has accomplished it through Christ. He is has every deemed right in position of being deemed righteousness. I have fulfilled the law, not through what he did, but what Christ has done on his behalf. Somebody give God some praise. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. This is the beauty. Somebody say, by Christ alone are we saved. Can you say amen? There is no other way where my man can be saved. There is no other name. Hallelujah. Jesus is the way. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, so that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He came into this world not to condemn the world, but to save. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To save you and I. Praise the name. He knows that he alone, I said he alone, is the only way whereby we can be saved. In verse 21, again, in the Amplified says, but now the righteousness of God has been revealed independently and altogether apart from the law. Although actually, it is attested by the law and the prophets themselves. Oh, God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Awesome. Oh, aren't you glad that this thing is by grace and not of works? Aren't you glad this is of unmerited favor? We didn't deserve it. Oh, hallelujah, we are saved by grace. And the more you learn of that grace, there's the whole doctrinal study of grace that we go into in Paul's Mystery Grace Truth. You say grace, we know that the general realm is the grace, unmerited favor, when Christ died for us and we received him. And yes, we received the favor now of becoming the sons of God. But you know, dig into that a little deeper. Come on, give God some praise. Because the more you dig in to the realm of grace, oh my God, you'll get into all of the doctrinal details, all of the dimensions, that Christ fulfilled in order to bring this salvation, this position, hallelujah, of righteousness to you. Praise the name of God. He had to become your propitiation. He had to become your substitute. He had to indeed pay a ransom. He had to pay a price that was acceptable. or in the sight of God. Come on, give God some praise. Hallelujah. Only that grace could justify you, put you in a position, amen, no double jeopardy, nothing could come back and condemn you. Oh, give God some praise. It's now is yours, eternally secure in what he has done on your behalf. Oh, give God some praise. And even to be in this position, you know, you have to come to know the doctrines that he chose you before the foundation of the world to even be in this position. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are in the land. Oh, my God. The more you dig in to the doctrines of grace, the more you say, thank you. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was dark, but now I'm found. I will forever lift my eyes to Calvary. To view the cross, not the law, but to view the cross when Jesus died for me. How marvelous did that grace appear? Oh, hallelujah. He looked beyond all of my faults. Amen. Though he didn't expect me to keep the law, he looked beyond my faults. He looked beyond my degeneration. He looked beyond the fact, hallelujah, that there is no righteousness in this flesh. Total depravity is the doctrinal way of putting it. Man is totally deprived of any realm of goodness and righteousness and sin. It took Christ, the only solution, that God had already ordained before the foundation of the world. Oh, are you glad that light shined in your heart and you came to receive him for yourself? Somebody give God some praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Our desire is to render this unto all the men. And you know what? Amen. This is dynamic. It's dynamic. And all we can do is present it to you in your dynamics. If you don't have enough patience to set yourself down to receive this to yourself, God help you. Can you say amen? If you don't have, if you catching your program, amen, Pastor, it's now 12:19. You got to be done at 12:25 because my program comes on, Pastor. Mm-hmm. Praise the name of the Lord. My God, hallelujah. If that's the way you see these deep dynamics, oh, God help you. Come on, give God some praise. If you turn away the eternal life or the eternal position, that you are in apart from God, perishing. Oh, give God some praise. Perishing in the nature of sin. Oh, hallelujah. And you don't have it stirred in your heart. You have not had the light shine of the great dynamics that now you are blessed to see for yourself. That light shine in your heart. Change your position eternally. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, you keep on this journey long enough. Praise God. You will come to the point, where in fact you will stop all that you do and hear the voice. Hopefully. Can you say amen? Oh, hallelujah. And that light will shine. And hopefully you won't reject it. Hopefully you won't harden your heart. Hopefully you will let the glorious light of the gospel shine in your heart too. And then produce a realm of repentance, of sorrowfulness. For seeing the love that God has for you and say, Lord, forgive me I'm yours. Thank you for having me to see. Finally, oh, what has indeed been keeping me separated from the love that you have all this time for me, reaching your arms out to redeem me back to you, reaching your arms out to apply your loving act of Calvary's cross so that I can be poured out of that state of condemnation. Oh, Lord, thank you for having me see for myself. Thank you. Oh, it stirs up in you. The Spirit begins to touch that heart to much more. And you say yes. And we, the sons of God, the church, we have to be vessels of use, of instrumentation, to point others to that point of reflection. Hello? To point others to that point of reflection. To receive for themselves. That's our evangelistic role. All day, every day. Can somebody say all day, every day? Can you say amen? It is our role. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. And I'm going to finish up just out there, but let's just read the rest of the verses and we'll come back.
Amen.
So he goes on and he says, verse 21, but now the righteousness of God. Y'all see that? The righteousness of God. This is what God has designed for your righteousness. Can you say amen? Not the righteousness of some other off-brand religion. Can you say amen? But the only one that counts, the righteousness of God, hallelujah, is without the law. It is manifested, being witnessed by the law and prophets. Even the righteousness of God, notice, which is of faith, by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe. For there is no difference. This is the only way it's brought about. Hallelujah. Our faith. Not our works in the law. Not our trying to do and perform. But our faith in Christ. And what he has done on our behalf. Namely, praise God. The righteousness of God, which comes by believing with personal trust and confidence and reliance on Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the only Savior. And it is meant for all who would believe. For there is simply no distinction. I said there is no distinction. It is that faith in Christ alone. No distinction. He is the way. I am the door. Except any man come by way of the door. He cannot enter in. Praise the name of the Lord. I am the bread of life. Oh, saints of God, we've got the answer. The gospel. Don't pervert it. Don't take anything from it. Hallelujah. It is the way that God has designed for condemnation to be lifted. Not of your works, God knows that's not the case. Not of religious acumens, but belief and faith in the only way which God created for us to be saved. The Lamb of God was slain as the answer before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. And by God, the depth of grace, if it's coming to your life, understand that it's unmerited favor. And if you really want to get deeper into the knowledge of that, start with the fourth fact that he chose you before you even were formed in the womb of your mother's belly to even come to the point of the light. Oh, my God. No. OMG. Can you say amen? Oh, my God. Hallelujah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amazing grace. Yeah. It puts everything in perspective. Praise the name of the Lord. In verse, hallelujah, 23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, be justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Period. Mm-hmm. Somebody say period. Praise the name of the Lord. This Jesus Christ and him crucified, plus nothing else, minus nothing else. Can you say amen? Period. Be justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ alone, not in the religion, not in any other rudiment or custom, oh, praise God, but only through Christ alone. With God, notice here, who God? I said Jesus is the one who God, notice,
amen,
has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sin that are passed through the forbearance of God. Oh, my God, oh, my God. Hallelujah. Only through what he has done through Christ. He is the only one. He is the only one who God has positioned and set for. Oh, hallelujah. To be a propitiation for our sins. And all of these, again, are the doctrinal deep realms of grace. The more you study them to get deeper into the realm of that grace that saves you, the more thorough you come to understand how that grace has saved you. It is keeping you.
Yes.
Jesus is a thorough salvation. Receiving Jesus is a thorough, hallelujah, sure, hallelujah, salvation in eternity is yours in that position. And I'm going to read in the Amplified and we're done for the day. Verse 25. Who God put forward, that is Jesus, before the eyes of all, before the eyes of all to see. Mm-hmm. He put him forth as a mercy seat and propitiation by his blood, the cleansing and life-giving sacrifice of atonement and reconciliation to be received. Only through faith, this was to show God's righteousness, because in his divine forbearance, he had passed over and ignored former sinners without punishment.
No.
It is all through Christ. Come on, let's give God some praise. Let me leave it alone. Let's give God some praise. Come on, give some praise. Oh, grace in the Word, grace in the Word. Praise of God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Cherish it. Praise the name of the Lord. This salvation, saved by grace, through Christ alone, not of works, not of your earnings, not of the law, not of religion. Praise the name of the Lord. But receiving the person of Jesus Christ in the relationship that comes with it. That's what we offer. That's what the gospel amazingly offers. That's what it just mind-blowingly offers. Praise the name of the Lord. Receive it first for the cherishing of your own heart. Receive and walk in the fullness of that position for yourself first. And then have a compassion, grace in the Word, Oh, hallelujah. Care group brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Laborers of compassion of the harvest. Go forth.
Amen.
And bid this to a lost and a dying world. Because the harvest is white, it's plenteous, but the labors are few. Pray that God would send the labors. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
How many want to go out here and bid this good news? Bid this good news. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Bid this good news to a hopeless, lost, and a dying world. Take it to the oikos. Take it to the streets.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Take it through your journey, the rest of your course, while serving him here. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's see the joy of one soul at a time. The heavens rejoice at every soul that comes into the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ is our prayer. Let's bow our heads. Father, we thank you today for all that is on this line. Lord, your grace is so full. Oh, if we had 10,000 tongues, we could not even do justice to the dimensions of our blessings that is found in Christ. Now, Father, we pray that you take this message, first of all, to those that are here on this call by your design. Lord, take it and broadcast it throughout the various means of the virtual world. But more so, Lord, take it through us, oh, hallelujah, to bid in our own oikos, oh, as your church, as your body, to be able to compel, oh, man, to come to you. Help us to be used of you. Help us to be in your purpose in saving us in the first place. Help us to stand in God's purpose in 2024. Work in us both the will and the to-do according to your good pleasure, even in saving us. We say yes. We say yes with a thankful, hallelujah, yielding of even being privileged to be used of you in the first place. We say yes. Now bless everyone on this line. Lord, meet every need, every household. May we move and depart. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. To take this life-changing message, the only thing that even matters. Nothing else matters out here. Nothing else matters. Oh, praise the name of God. And help us to take it with that urgency, with that emphatic understanding. Oh, Lord, we ask it. In Jesus' marvelous name we pray. Let the church say,
Amen.
Give God praise, saints. Give him praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Little late, sister, by the way, into your hands.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Praise God. Thank you for all of those that are on the line today. Thank you for joining our call of inspiration. These are our announcements for our outreach ministry. We have our Saturday call of inspiration at 11 o'clock each Saturday, where we ask that you join us and be inspired and uplifted by God's word. You may do so by dialing in at 917-900-1022. ID number 770-4614 pound. Immediately following our Saturday call of inspiration is our power of prayer call, and you may use the same dial-in information if you're not joining immediately or staying on the line. You can give us your prayer request at gitwministries.com. You may also send your prayer request to gitwprayer@gmail.com, or you may phone in your prayer request at 248-561-0404. Please join us as we intercessorily pray for those requests that have come to us, that have been entrusted to us. And we pray along with you as God changes the circumstances. Please join us again next Sunday for our Sunday call of celebration, which is again at 11 o'clock a.m., and the dial-in information remains the same. Please come and join us in spirit and in truth, and let us worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, and you enjoy and be uplifted by the Word of God. And finally, we'd like to just invite you to our care group ministry. This is in person, 7 o'clock on Wednesdays. We move from house to house. We ask that you join us as we come together in a small group setting, and we evangelize, equip, and edify one another to a more intimate walk with Christ Jesus. And do not forget your five touches. Please ask the Lord to bring five people your way so that you can invite them to our outreach ministry, and that you may plant the seed and, again, invite them back to our outreach ministry. Don't forget to use your cards. Please pass them out and allow people to know where they can contact us. And we also want to remind everyone to invite those to go to our website. Again, that is gitwministries.com. If you have been blessed by this ministry and wish to contribute to this ministry financially, you will receive a text immediately following this call with all of the ways in which you can give financially and support this ministry. We thank you for being on this call, and we ask that God continue to bless and keep you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Before Elder Joseph dismisses us, I want everyone to hear, you'll hear this